Okay. Back to the dinim of what's called kaitzer, reaping, tearing something that's connected to the ground to rip it off the ground. So this is a very practical aspect of even today. The Chachamim said that you're not allowed to use a tree on Shabbos because it might come to ripping something off the tree. For instance, if you go into your, let's say you have a trees in your backyard, and on Shabbos, or even before Shabbos, fruits fell off the tree on Shabbos. You didn't do anything. It just fell off the tree. You're not allowed to take it and eat it on Shabbos. Why? Because the Chum said, if we're going to allow you to eat the fruits that fell off, you're going to, by mistake, rip off the fruits from the tree. So for instance, it says in Halacha that fruits that are not edible, for instance, fruits that you want to smell only. Like there's an esrog. Yeah, most people don't eat esrog. Okay, the actual fruit. But they smell an esrog. Now, an esrog you can smell when it's on the tree because we're not afraid you're going to rip it off because it's not made to eat. It's made to smell. And you can smell it while it's on the tree. Or if you're walking by, there's a jasmine bush, right? That smells good. So then you'd be allowed to smell it because we're not afraid you're going to rip it off because you could smell it while it's still on the tree. But fruits that normally you take off the tree to eat, okay, this is a thing we'll get to later in more details. So the Chacham said, you can't use a tree on Shabbos because we're afraid you're going to either rip off a branch or rip off a fruit. It doesn't matter if it's fruit trees, not fruit trees, what?
Is that applicable to any other kind of fruit prep that would be usher in its original fruit prep?
Not necessarily.
For example, you're in a hotel for Shabbos. For the sake of this question, the black coffee kashrus-wise is fine. For the sake of the question, they're already making coffee for the whole hotel. Let's just say there's no financial transaction. You walk up, hello, charge it to my room. Or even better, before Shabbos, you call and say, Saturday morning, I'm ordering a cup of coffee room service.
They're cooking for you on Shabbos. I thought what you're going to ask is a different question. If you have a big urn, that's in the hall,
That's exactly.
No, you said you're ordering it to your room. That's a whole different story. Yes, no, because then there's a possibility they're going to brew it for you and bring it to you and cook it for you and do or heat it for you, whatever. Okay, but that's a completely separate thing. Then it would depend what the majority of the people in the hotel are.
So let's take the room service one out. The first analogy, there's a coffee shop in the, let's say, the lobby. When you walk up...
No. You can't. Because then we're afraid they're going to make something for you. But if there's a big urn in the lobby...
For everybody.
So then the din is, if the majority of people are goyim in the hotel, then you assume they're doing it for the goyim, they're not doing it for you. But if the majority would be Jews, let's say it's the Shabbaton, and then there's a big problem. But let's stick to the trees. What?
Sometimes if you want to smell a flower, you get close to smell it, say the bracha, one of the leaflets is loose and falls off.
No, as long as you didn't pull it off. Okay, let's see these dinners. Okay, now the first thing you're not allowed to do is climb a tree on Shabbos. You're not allowed to climb a tree.
The tree houses are out
on Shabbos. Now, if you have a tree house on the ground, but a tree house that's in the... we'll get to... There's a lot of details in this din about the tree, what you're allowed to do and not to. But now, the din of a tree is only when it's 9 to 12 inches off the ground. For instance, let's say on the tree there's the roots are coming up on top of the ground. So you would be allowed, but they're less than 9 to 12 inches high, so you would be able to sit on the roots on Shabbos. But you can't climb a tree, for instance. You can't lean against the tree on Shabbos. If you want to, let's say, tie your shoe, let's say you're walking in the street, you need to tie your shoe, and you need to lean on something. So halachically, you're not allowed to lean on a tree. You're not allowed to climb a tree. You're not allowed to put something on a tree in Shabbos. We'll learn. There's a lot of details in this din It's all because the Chachamim said you might come to rip off a branch or you rip off the fruit from the tree. And again, the din doesn't matter if it's fruit trees, not fruit trees. Okay. These are very, very practical dinim.
A huge tree, there's no leaf on
it. Doesn't matter. The tree is forbidden. The tree became forbidden. Now, not only that, you can't use something which is directly connected to the tree. For instance, let's say, for argument's sake, you want to lean a ladder against the tree. You're going to lean a ladder against the tree to climb up on the ladder, to look at something, whatever, not to go on the tree. Because the tree is holding up the ladder, you're not allowed to climb that tree on Shabbos. Climb up the ladder on Shabbos. Now we're coming to that. Now, what happens? You could touch it as long as you're not leaning on it. In other words, how do you know what the din is? The din is very simple, like everything else in halacha with the din of standing. If somebody would pull away the tree, would you fall down or not? If you're leaning on the tree, let's say you want to tie your shoe and you're putting your whole weight on the tree, and somebody would pull away the tree, so then the din is, that's called leaning on the tree. But if I'm just touching it, then it's not a problem, as long as I'm not putting my weight on the tree. No, you shouldn't touch it. No. Now. Yeah. Now, what happens if you have, what do they call them, the hammocks? The hammocks, right?
Yeah.
Now, okay. Now, what happens if a hammock is not directly connected to the tree? In other words, you have the hammock, and then you have the tries to tie it. So if they're tied directly to the tree, then you can't lay on that thing on Shabbos because it's being supported directly by the tree. But if, let's say, for argument's sake, you knock the nail into the tree and then the rope is tied to the nail, not to the actual tree, that's called, see the side of the side, so then you could lean on the hammock. Because then you're only indirectly using the tree, because the hammock is being supported by the nail, which is connected to the tree. But if the hammock is connected directly to the tree, so then you can't lay on it on Shabbos. I'm saying if it's not directly connected to the tree.
No, there's a rope around the tree, and then there's a rope.
No, no. Then it's held up, as long because it's held up by the tree, you can't do it.
Providing you put the nail in.
Yeah, obviously, you can't, putting a nail in Shabbos is biblically forbidden. That's for sure something forbidden. Okay, so again, if it's attached directly to the tree, then you can't use it. Or you have also, for instance, swings. People have in their backyard a swing set. So sometimes the swings are connected to the tree. So again, if the swings are connected, tied directly to a branch, then you're not allowed to sit on the swing or use the swing on Shabbos. If it's tied to something else connected to the tree, then you would be allowed. What?
If a child wants to tie their shoes against the tree, you have to stop them?
No, a kid, I mean, under bar mitzvah, you mean?
Yeah.
No.
Can you explain why you can't put your
weight
on the tree? It's
all a gzeir of the chachamim, because you might come to rip a branch off the tree or rip a fruit off. It doesn't matter. The Chacham don't differentiate. What are you going to say? 20 feet up, no, and yes, and 10 and a half feet, no. I mean, like, Chacham said no, that's it. Loi plug is it's called. What?
I just want to clarify, because I have a swing in my backyard on a branch. So I'm going to clarify. So I got the chain, whatever. There's on the branch itself two other chains. The chain here hooks into something, and there's another hook.
So it's not attached directly to the tree. It's attached to the hook, which is attached to the tree. It's allowed.
Can I push my child on that?
Yeah, you can push yourself on it too if you want.
Okay.
I mean,
break it. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't say it. So then you don't, if you, okay, because this is all rabbinically forbidden, The din is, if you know the person's not going to listen to you, and it's only rabbinically forbidden, then you don't say him anything. You don't say anything. No. Using a tree is rabbinic because you might come to rip a branch or rip a fruit, which is biblical. But all these prohibitions of the tree, climbing the tree, leaning against the tree, you know, putting something. I'll give you another example. You're walking in the street and you want to take a break and you want to, you're wearing a hat. So you want to hang a hat on the branch. You want to hang your hat or a jacket. You want to hang it on. You go in for a walk in the woods without Chum Shabbos, forget whatever it is. I mean, but, and you want to take off that. You want to take off your hat and jacket. You want to get dirty, so you want to hang it over a branch. You're not allowed to. Because then you're using, directly using the tree.
If there's sun outside and you want to sit by tree's shade, are you sitting there and leaning?
You can't lean on the tree, though.
You can sit under it, but not lean.
You could sit under a tree on Shabbos. But you can't lean against the tree. No, just a very practical case. You walk in the street, you need to tie your shoe. Or you can't, you know, you want to lean against it, you're not allowed to.
Can you tie your shoe to the
tree? Huh? Yeah, because you're not moving the sukkah. Yeah, you can sit in there. Because again, you're not touching it. You're not touching using the tree. It's indirectly. Yeah, but the bigger problem, if your sukkah is tied to a tree, you have the branches overhead. So it's not going to be a kosher sukkah. Okay, now, if you knew it was forbidden to use a tree, to climb up a tree, and you climbed the tree on Shabbos, you have to stay there until Shabbos is over. That's the halacha. The Chum said, you knew you weren't allowed to do it. You went anyway, then you're not allowed to come down. If you didn't know it was forbidden, let's say, you know, you started climbing a tree, and then somebody says, you know, you're not allowed to do it. So, the din is you have to come down right away.
Well,
we don't know. Ignorance is bliss.
What if something gets stuck, you go up to
the... Huh?
What if somebody is stuck?
Somebody stuck on the tree?
Key.
It depends if you want him there, you don't want him there, you want
him. If there is a bird, a shark, or
no, you can't. Ball. How are you going to get up there?
You go that
way. You can't climb the tree, no. No.
Even for saving an animal's life?
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to necessarily save you. You can't desecrate Shabbos for animals' life, by the way.
Local party.
It's a very big issue in today's world. I had that story many times about people's dog. Okay, you know, unless if you were a dog lover and you own dogs, then you have a problem understanding this halacha. But you can't desecrate Shabbos to save a life of a dog or an animal.
Wow.
You know, I had many times people call me after Shabbos that they, or before Shabbos, they said their animal was a nebuch, got very sick, and they had to drive it to the hospital, the animal hospital on Shabbos. You can't desecrate Shabbos for the sake of an animal.
The same guy that says
Kaddish for it? Even if you count him as, when you ask people how many people in your family, they say three. I mean, a husband, a wife, and three, two kids and a dog. So they count them equal to the kids, but still halachically, you can't desecrate Shabbos to save a life of an animal.